More unintended consequences of Brexit are emerging in Britain, and they're affecting a very American company, McDonald's. The global fast food chain has found it impossible to get supplies of one of its more popular products to its restaurants there. As reporter Willem Marks reports from London, many European truck drivers have left the UK, and the pandemic has only made things worse.
It's a busy afternoon in the center of the British capital. High time for a nice cup of tea, or at least some kind of liquid refreshment.
I do like milkshakes, but I mean, a chocolate one and vanilla is the best.
But McDonald's customer Alon Williams will be disappointed, since the company's been out of milkshakes most of this week.
It's a real shame you can't get a milkshake if you need one, because McDonald's are the best at milkshakes.
But don't blame the cows or the cream. A lack of truckers is responsible.
There's a shortfall of around 90,000 HGV, or heavy goods vehicles, drivers that get food and other items from farms or from factories to warehouses, distribution centres, and ultimately out to shops.
Tom Holder is from the British Retail Consortium.
This shortage means that there is some deliveries that simply aren't able to happen, or the cost of deliveries is going up.
Last week, a well-known chicken restaurant chain, Nando's, ran out of, well, chicken and closed 50 stores. And in recent months, supermarkets and gas stations have reported supply problems too. Experts say the causes for these shortfalls include Brexit and the pandemic that prevented people from getting new licenses.
45,000 people were unable to get a test to drive a truck in the UK since the pandemic started.
Alex Veitch oversees public policy at Tradebody Logistics UK and says tens of thousands of European drivers also left the country.
What would have been a solvable problem if it was just for Brexit have become a very troubling and difficult to solve problem because of coronavirus.
The drivers blame pay and conditions.
For many years, nothing was done to improve drivers' lives because Britain relied on cheap drivers from Eastern Europe.
Polish trucker Tomasz Orinski lives in Scotland but spoke to me from a vacation in his native Poland.
I've seen Polish truck drivers going back to Poland because they can have better life in there.
Last month, the UK introduced a temporary measure allowing truckers to work longer hours and says it will consider plans to streamline licensing, boost testing capacity, and improve working conditions. For NPR News, I'm Willem Marks in London.